Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Drop Gears. Yes, this is not the usual voice that does the intro, and that is because Import is not at his desk just yet, for those on Spotify that can't see. I'm Chris, the producer guy. Hi, everybody. And, well, with me, I have Lime. How are you doing today, Lime?
Hello. And I'm doing well. You scared me when you start speaking. I was checking something else, Ilmal. Well, good. I'm happy. And it's Chile National Day. Today and tomorrow. That's why I'm wearing the flag. You can see it. See the flag.
Very nice. Yeah.
And I'm happy because I'm also on my holiday. So, chilling.
Really chilling.
Nicely.
Nice.
Been chilling.
And as always, we have inventor of second place, Shorty. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm very exhausted. I played table tennis and I managed to do something that I've never seen before. I mean, it's obviously happened before already, but I've never managed that before. I managed to get third in a group of five, even though I beat the first and second guy.
So you lost to the fourth and the fifth?
Yeah, and then I got really unlucky because we had the same amount of games won. We had the same amount of sets, like the same difference between sets won and lost. And then the individual points were counted and I lost to him. That's so stupid. Yeah, anyway, I'm very exhausted because I played so much. I'm super sore. But yeah, I'm happy. I played well. I'm satisfied.
Oh, it's good to know. And we have Import's chair. How are you doing today?
He looks so handsome.
He does look handsome. Like the little pillow. It looks like he has a fly
really
on, you know? Looks really
also
fly.
Also, the background lighting is amazing.
Yeah, the lighting is great, yeah. I mean, we can analyze Import's room really quick.
Look at that microphone. Damn.
Yeah.
I wish I had one of those.
I'm pretty sure it's a great microphone.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes.
A sure microphone. That's why, you know.
Remember
Are you sure
when the
about...
microphone?
It doesn't get any better if you do the joke twice.
I've slept 3 hours and I've played like 7 matches. And even before I played the first one, I couldn't move really. I just felt already exhausted, and it was so. Summary, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm
you
so
should
exhausted.
Sleep more.
Yeah, I want to sleep, but we have to do podcast right now.
Yeah, I mean, we can't have you that exhausted in Cologne. Just saying, you know?
Nah, don't worry. I won't play table tennis until Cologne anymore, probably.
Okay, good. Also, talking about Cologne, it's only like 4 days until our live episode of Drop Gears in Cologne at Experion. Are you excited? Are you excited for XP Evo, guys?
No.
Lime?
Yes, I am.
40?
But the thing is that I've been checking out my outfits for that day. And I still cannot decide what the fuck I'm gonna wear. So, yeah, things are really interesting right now.
I mean, that doesn't quite surprise me. Isn't that kind of normal?
The thing is that the stores are selling whatever shit right now.
And you want to buy something?
Yeah, you always buy something for events and special locations, you know? I mean, I do have some... I do have some stuff that I know that I'm going to wear, but I wanted to buy something special for closing night. And I went to the store, to many stores, and they have, like, whatever shit. So, right now, I'm kind of stressing about what's going to be that special thing that I'm going to wear. So, oh my god.
Oh no, he didn't disable it. Okay, that's in the recording now. Good job, Aaron.
You're welcome.
We now have copyrighted sounds in our podcast.
Technically, anything below 10 seconds is legal, right?
Hopefully. What happened to you? What happened to your camera?
I'm trying to fix my camera, folks. Sorry.
Why is it frozen?
Okay.
There we go. Oh. There we go.
Okay. And you just had an image there?
No.
It was frozen suddenly you appeared. At least
my computer went to sleep, and
okay. I had to show off my chillidings.
Oh, you showed off your chillidings? That's interesting.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
We already did the intro. We also interviewed your chair. It went great.
Okay. I like this.
Yeah, and now I'll leave the rest of the podcast to you guys.
All right, cool. Hi guys. Sorry, I apologize for being late. I was doing some family stuff. And the XLRB guy, he wanted to join, but he is very sleepy and having to deal with some things back home, so he isn't going to be able to join us, although he is here in my house. So it just shows you just a little bit how closer we've gotten to XP Evo. Oh, XLRB's watching though. I see. So XLRB, if you want to come over and join, you're free to join.
Oh. Or just to sit in the background and well.
He can just do the gecko and just play from the background and go again.
So we have quite a bit to talk about, I believe. I mean, we got the Ascension recap that we got. We have to talk about Softy and the big news regarding that, and also his temporary replacement that we found out today, as well as the...
Well, who's going to be?
Yeah. We'll get to that. And then also we'll talk a little bit about XP Evo Dings. If you have questions or anything, you guys are free to ask once we get to that portion of the stream and everything. Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I have had like a lot of stress and anxiety, like social anticipation anxiety, or just like event anticipation anxiety overall. So I'm just like, I'm panicking. I'm struggling today. I've been struggling for the last couple days.
Are you already excited for it or what?
I
can't sleep just thinking about it. Or
no, although I would say I had like a nightmare about it last night. I had a nightmare about the event last night.
What happened in the nightmare? So we can avoid everything that is towards the nightmare.
Because it wasn't really related to the event. I don't remember. It was too fuzzy. That's the thing about my nightmares. It's like they're very vivid for like the first 1 or 2 hours that I'm awake. And then after that, I completely forget what it was. I just remember the feeling of like dread.
Remember it was some stupid stuff.
I truly believe that when that happens, like some brain cells just died. Because it cannot be possible that you dreamed something. You kind-ish remember that what you dream, and then a couple of seconds after, you just forgot about it. Like, it cannot be possible. Like, something happens in the brain. Because it happens to me, too. And I was like, what? Like,
depends on the person. I think there are some people around where nothing is happening in the brain. But, just some. Like me, today. Brain is just, just, no. Not working anymore.
Is there just trying to survive?
And my brain is just—it's just on sleep mode. Energy saving.
I've been sleeping quite long lately because Gecko has been sick, so I've been taking care of him.
Oh.
And the thing is that. He is like a magnet in me being sleepy. So whenever I see him sleeping, I was like, oh, I feel sleepy too. And I fall asleep, even though I'm not tired. It's fucking ridiculous. And now I think I'm going to be awake the whole night. Because I overslept today too. So
We can switch around. You can give me the extra sleep.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a shit ton.
If only that kind of stuff would work, right? Like some people that just have a little bit too much weight can just give me some of their weight, and the people that sleep too much can just give me a couple of their sleep, and we just share equally with each other.
Oh yeah, I wish someone could give me a few centimeters. You know, with 5, I'm fine. You know.
I think my sister would be willing to give you some centimeters.
How tall is she?
Taller than me.
How tall are you? Oh my god.
I'm 180. I think my sister's like 185 or 184.
What?
I still can't believe you're taller than me.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like it, right? Also, the name is kind of suggesting something different. Maybe I should have chosen a better name. But it's too late for that, I think.
Wow.
Evo News? I'm trying to do all the announcements since Chris forgot to do that. You just gotta hit our main Discord. I hit the others, so. And I hit Twitter already, so. Surprise podcast. I wouldn't call it a surprise, more like a delayed. Hashtag yeah, delayed years. Thanks, Lime. We just blame Lime for it, honestly.
Oh, whatever. Fuck off, man.
No.
Work is... 1 week I have free and 1 week I don't, and then they change my schedule and they change everything. And I should have worked yesterday, but then I was like, no, I want my free day. And I grow to them. Like, can I take a free day? And they say yes. So I was like, okay, cool. I start my holidays very early.
Nice. And then you had the gall to joke with us and say that you had to delay again. And me and Chris were triggered. So triggered.
I know, that's why I did it.
Ay.
I literally told like, I'm gonna troll in for increase.
Yeah. You got us on that one. I just said I did Twitter.
Two posts are better than one.
Two heads are better than one.
More engagement.
The Sesame Song. What?
Lime, did you also watch Ascension then yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I did. I watched almost the whole thing. I really liked the production and everything, how it happened. But I also was feeling kind of sick. Almost kind of sleepy. So I was like sleeping in between the matches. But I saw a lot.
Yeah. And also for those who are just joining in, as a heads up, special announcement, if you didn't know already, we're gonna have a Dropped Gears podcast next week live at Experion Arena, so make sure that you watch that. If you're not there just yet, that's perfectly okay. You can watch online, or if you're there in Cologne in the area, you can catch us at the arena. We'll be doing the stream live at 8 o'clock on Thursday, our normal time. We'll all be there, I promise. No delayed gears this time. Thursday evening at 8 o'clock is when we'll have a live podcast in the studio, free to have a live audience and everything. So make sure...
I mean, the thing is that it is normal time. The normal day is what it changes all the time. So...
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll let it slide. Chris, also, can you stream inside a Discord so I can see... your dings?
Oh, he isn't anymore.
Yeah. Bitte. Also, it says casters is Samzim and Chris when you hover a stream. Really bad. While Chris is fixing that, let's talk over Ascension Tournament. It was yesterday, and there were two semifinals. And the first semifinal was... pretty okay. It wasn't as stacked as the second semifinal. I mean, the second semifinal was pretty stacked. It had a big roster of well-known players and very skilled players. If Chris can scroll down on Liquipedia all the way down. There we go. So semifinal one was Carl Jr., Afi, Heave, Richie, Worker, Sam, Kappa, and Legu. Poor Kappa, he was surrounded by all French speakers, and he just had no chance. Ain't no way it was ever going to happen. No, I mean, he tried, but he was definitely at the very... He just lacked pace compared to everybody else, and I think he made a lot of mistakes too. There was really only one map where he would have like dominated on, and he didn't even get to play that map in his semifinal, which is the Neo Drift map. The left, right, just like constant left, right one. Yeah, he didn't even get to play the map that he was the best at, so unlucky for him. But Carl Jr., Afi, Heave, and Richie expected, for the most part, for those four to go through, I think.
More or less. That, I mean, it's yeah. difficult to...
Maybe precise, Worker, you know, in there. Four, but... I mean, Worker, yeah, probably, even. But yeah, outside of that, the top four were pretty more or less expected. And then in semifinal two, the super stacked one, Dionysus, Mudo, Zerar, Snow, Coco, Masa, Mime, Granati. Honestly, anyone in this group could have gone through. And Granati, Masa, Mime, and Coco, I don't think I necessarily had those four in my top four prediction, like personal.
Oh,
one.
Really?
Yeah, I had Snow. And mm-hmm. Mudda, because I thought maybe Mudda was trained really hard, but Mudda just lacked any consistency whatsoever. Which is, that's the name of the game with Ascension. Like, the way the format is with the points and everything, and I kept on explaining this to the guys in VC yesterday, it's like, as long as you finish, like, anywhere from 6th to 3rd, you're going to hit finalist about the same time as the people who are constantly getting 1st, because there was never a moment where somebody was just super far ahead. Everybody was within at least 15 points of each other from first to last, especially in the second semifinal. For the longest time, they were within 11
points
insane. Of each other.
Yeah,
so like, I feel like the best thing to do in it for strategy is to just finish like a consistent 3rd to 6th, and then like you'll get automatic semi, you'll get automatic finalists, and then you just have to like try hard after that.
It's easier said than done, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially
I
on
mean,
those kind of maps.
Yeah, for sure. But I think overall, I feel like for example, for like Mudda, he was extremely fast, and you could see the moments where he was like had way more pace than anybody else. But he was the one to make the most mistakes, like out of everyone, and that's what kind of hurt him the most, because he had multiple first place finishes and then just failed a lot of runs too, where he was in first place. So.
But no, also failed a couple of really unlucky runs being in the first place. I mean, you must have noticed as well, right? Dionysus. Like, what the fuck was... Like, on that map with the really precise finish jump where you drop down through that rain checkpoint into the finish, and he was first by a big margin. He had a big lead 3 rounds in a row, and he crashed the finish all 3 rounds in a row. He would have been first out of all 8 players with a pretty decent lead. I mean, decent for that kind of format, obviously. He would have been like maybe 10 points ahead, which with this format would have been really good. And it was so unfortunate. You know, you are watching it as a big group like the OK Boys. We were obviously cheering on Massa and Granati. But we watched it and we was like, damn, he's so good on this map. And then we were like, oh, after that mistake, I think he's not doing it. And then the second run, he was like, again, first by a big margin. We're like, what the fuck is he doing at the start? How is he so good? And he crashed again the finish. It was so painful to watch. Like, really painful. He would have deserved those 3 rounds at least, you know? And you never know how it would have ended up in the end then afterwards. But it was so, so painful to see.
I mean, that's why I say, like, anybody could have... made it through to the top four. I honestly didn't expect Masa to make it through, but because he's
nobody did, I think.
But because like, and you saw in the fine in like the actual finals why Masa like performed well compared to everybody else was simply for the fact that because this format benefits players who are more consistent, and Masa overall, he may not be the fastest, but he's definitely the more consistent. That he was able to kind of clinch out a win in that regard. But still, semifinal two, it could have been anybody. It was a quintuple finalist at one point. So it was Granati and Mime already through, and then there was 5 finalists after that. So
like, yeah, with that format, it's almost insane. Like you play for like half an hour, and in the end, that first half an hour, unless you do like really badly or really insane, doesn't really matter at all.
That's why I say if you're just like slightly consistent in your placings and you don't like suck super bad, you'll always get finalists and it'll be a coin toss from there. So, yeah. But then we go to the final, and that was Yeah. So the final was like three lives. Everybody gets three lives, and whoever finished last loses a health.
Basically, knockout multiple lives.
Yeah. So, which is here where I have to give props to Masa, because I was expecting like Masa to not do well here, and then I was like, oh right, Masa's consistent. He's just not fast. And Masa and Afi survived the longest out of everybody. Afi choked so hard. Afi had three hearts for like the entirety of the match. And then when everybody else was on one heart, that's when he just like giga choked super hard.
You can't call it choking. It's not like he made big mistakes or anything.
Choking. Come on.
Yeah, but the further you get into that kind of format, the easier it is to lose a life.
Yeah, but still, like, I don't know, like, it, but
I mean, he did throw his advantage away, yes, but still, yeah. I wouldn't call it that. That's called
choking when you have a massive advantage and you throw it away. That's what we call choking, Shorty. You're the second place king. You should know this. So
there was even a round that Granati could have gone out, but Masa, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but he clipped. Or did like an air break or something, and he didn't get it like immediately. And then Granati passes Masa, and Masa was like the last one.
I mean, here's my theory.
Gave a heart for Granati.
Did you see in the live stream? Like directly after Granati won the semifinal, he was like instantly on his phone tweeting while on stage, and you could even see him on his phone writing something in the background after other people finished. And here's my theory: I think both Granati and Masa had their phone there, and Arma, who was in voice call with us, just live gave the information, and they were like, yeah, Masa, you have to crash now, you have to let Granati through.
Actually, okay, so not to like stir any drama with them, but there is a reason why cell phones are banned on stage for other esports, because when
cell phones
are banned because like if somebody leaves vibration on their phone on, like especially if we're in League of Legends, we'll take that, and Counter-Strike it works the same. If a player is getting close to another player or like they're doing something crazy, the manager or coach will text the player, they'll feel the buzz, and then they'll know that something is happening and they need to be aware or careful or like fix the player, something like that. So you could
Did that happen in League of Legends before? And someone banned. Oh, okay.
It has happened in League of Legends. Yeah. But I don't want to think that it happened here. I don't think it did.
I'm just saying that they should maybe be careful because you could technically get an advantage by texting somebody and buzzing on their phone, letting them know, hey, when your phone buzzes, somebody has died, you're good to go, play safe, something like that. Or like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they did. I'm not saying anybody did anything. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying, like, be careful with the phone thing.
it's not as useful in Trackmania because just the information itself is technically available to you anyway.
Because at least what happened here with Granati and Masa, it was like really going into the end. So there was actually, even if you know, there was like so hard to do something. Like your reaction time has to be way too fast. I don't know. I want to think that Masa just check like the positionings, like the table positionings that you have in game when you're playing the tournaments. You have them, right? And he saw Granati on the last place and he stopped. Or maybe he just made a mistake.
I think he just made a mistake. Especially in that setting, I think it's way too valuable for him himself. Like, they didn't play as a team.
At that moment, Masa wasn't doing any mistake and he still had three hearts. So he was like, yeah, I can give one to Granati and that's it. Because it didn't happen.
I think he had two hearts, right?
No, he had three at the second. Oh. I believe he had three at the second when he let Granati pass. And then it happens a similar situation in between Afi and Mime. And I was like, oh, I hope Afi does the same thing that Masa did for Granati since they are a team. And then now Ivy was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. And he went in, like, and Mai went immediately out. So I was like, oh, he didn't give the heart. And he had the three.
Yeah, but why would you do it? It's basically...
Bad partnership.
Yeah, but they are opponents. I don't
yeah,
think
they are
that
opponents in that moment. So I don't know how...
It's a decent funny. Amount of money after all that you could win there, so I wouldn't risk that. I'd be like, I need that life myself.
I will say the, like, on a different note, the most wholesome thing I think during the Ascension yesterday was Richie's reaction when he made it through. Like, homie was about to cry that he made it through to the finals. He had just barely made it, but yeah, he was like freaking out. He was holding his head and everything, and like in disbelief for the longest time. And then he was able to get fourth in the finals, which is pretty cool. So we got a little extra cash on top of that. So,
what do you actually think about the final format in general?
What is the final format? Because Liquipedia doesn't really
show it. I mean the knockout heart things for
oh, this the heart. I think that is I really like it how he was.
I like it because it like, I'm not a fan of regular cup where you just figure out who's first place first, even though XP Evo is doing it. Like, like, I'm not a fan of revealing first place first before we decide second and third. I think it's a little awkward, but no. At the same time, I understand from other perspective that, like, especially if somebody's like dominating, that they, if like, if it's a survival mode type of thing, like if they're dominating and they just are dominant through the entire thing, like it's pretty clear that they're not going to falter, so they're just like dominating every round and everybody else is scrambling for like second and third place, which is for when it's supposed to be the big shebang at the end grand final, it's kind of lackluster. But that's with any final. Any grand final can be lackluster if it's like in League of Legends, CSGO, we're just like one team straight up dominating and like making it a no contest. Like, yeah, it's always kind of a bit lackluster. So I don't know. I still prefer, I like the finals format. I would say I like it. I think it's fine. I think three hearts is also okay-ish. Maybe four, I feel like, would might be a little bit better if you had less players. Like, if it was only four players, I would do, like, five hearts or something.
Yeah, with less players, obviously, you would need more hearts. I mean, but yeah. To be fair, that's basically just reverse cup mode, just with a less difficult point system. Yeah.
Extra coding steps for that. But yeah. But that's it for Ascension. Congrats to Granati, Afi, Maso, and Richie for the top four, especially the big boys being able to get that. Big ITB, Carmine Corp, and G1 all into the Ascension final in Montpellier. Yeah, congrats to those teams. The TMGL team showing really strong things booms, so good to them. But now, let's talk about some other things that are happening in esports as we say goodbye to Softy, who is going to be leaving his position at Nadeo. And he was ahead of a lot of different projects in Trackmania, but more recently, everybody definitely knows him for controlling the campaign maps and everything, as well as the esports section of Nadeo and leading that initiative and everything. But he is now going to be leaving and heading on to greener pastures for himself. And as I promised Lime, I would tell you guys where he's heading. He's already put it on his Twitter that he is now a product manager for ESL Faceit.
That's actually huge. That's a big W.
Yeah, for so him, he's definitely working for ESL.
Yeah.
And yeah, so interesting to see how his journey there and what like perspires. That's not the word.
We need Turbo guy. He's the English teacher.
Perspire what?
Perspires? That's wait no.
prosper?
What will happen or come from it? Transpire in the future?
Transpire. There we go. Transpires. That's the word I was looking for. German has ruined my English skills.
Yeah, you know.
Because perspires is like somebody who's sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally just was like, yeah. Yeah, I did a lot.
Let's see how he sweats
today.
In ESL, boys and girls. Let's go. Yeah, so thank you, Softy, for everything that you've done so far. Thank you for all the work that you've done in Trekmania, and we honestly wish you the best from Evo and Drop Gears podcast on your future adventure. Softy is going to be at XP Evo, so you may be able to see him and catch him while he's there. So make sure you say hi and tell him thanks for everything. Don't flame him, okay? We don't do that here.
Maybe we can help him as a...
You can flame him behind closed doors all you want to, but just not to his face, all right?
I don't even think there's much to blame him for, to be honest. Like, just generally speaking, I think that most things that we always disliked were probably out of Softy's hands himself. Yeah. Maybe not all of them, but generally I had the feeling. And the fact... I mean, the main thing that people complained with Softy, everyone, is his reachability. Like, if you wanted something from Softy, yeah, good luck getting an answer. Like, that was really difficult. But I mean, people kind of knew that that's mainly because he was just probably or presumptuously overworked as fuck. Yep. So I can understand that if you're already, like, overworked and if you're just doing more hours than you're supposed to, and then you get home or, like, you clock out and you have, like, 10 messages on Discord, you're like, nah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's really, like, on the personal point of view, I think for Softy that's a really great opportunity, and I think for him himself that's probably better. From the point of view from Nadir, I think that's probably pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what Softy will be in charge of in ESL. Maybe hopefully he'll like give updates on his Twitter and everything of like projects.
You know what would be sick? They are launching Trekmania. No, just kidding. Definitely not happening.
It's probably not.
Yeah.
No.
So,
but honestly, as a product manager, you basically check it out, like the whole competition, try to give more insight, it's basically like project management, but yep. It's a product, so you give insight on what's going on and how to make it better. So yep. that's good. Actually, when I saw it, I was like, "Geez, like being a product,
I mean, that's
product manager in ESL is a big step. It's a huge step."
Hopefully, he's just not leaving a sinking ship. All right, now.
Oh my god!
Wow. We have to. I'm kidding.
Now you have to turn it into negatives.
Of course.
Negative.
I mean, it may be true, but
no
still.
Negative.
No negative.
with Softy leaving, that leaves a place for
someone.
The esports era. It's not filled, but for the World Cup, the World Championship is still happening. So obviously, somebody needs to be able to run that. And since SRK has been contracted with Nadeo for the last year now, dealing with TMWT, he has been given full control and of the operations and administration of the World Championship, including the wildcard stage. So he is going to be the go-to guy for that information. And yeah. Congrats, I guess, to SRK. I don't know. I think he's excited about it, so hopefully he's ready and prepared for that, because it's going to be a little bit more responsibility for him, and it could get a little crazy. So hopefully we press our thumbs for him and hope that he does really
mentally
well.
And physically prepared for the position.
Yeah.
It could be really cool. I can see how you would be excited about that. The question is, like, how the reality actually is then.
Oh, but that's only for a world championship. He's only
correct.
Gonna take care of it.
Yeah,
others.
So much about that then. Yeah, I mean, it's still exciting, obviously, but if you already know, it's like a one-time thing.
I have a theory about that.
Yeah,
if I may.
I mean, it. Sure. No,
it might be his trial run.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
Might. I don't
mean,
know.
it would make sense, right? Like, why would you hire someone else if SRK is willing, and maybe if he does a good job, then obviously we would want to keep him.
Yeah. Also compared to... maybe I won't talk about that, but I know for economical reasons, SRK would be a much more likable choice for Nadeo than hiring... But then again, if Nadeo is still hard stuck on making sure that their entire workforce is French affluent, I guess would be the term, then they're going to bring in somebody. And I don't know who they would bring in.
Well, Aibo was with Nadeo for quite a while, and he has nothing to do with French. But
he was a QA tester, though, wasn't he? So, like...
Yeah.
He was just QA. I think there's a lot of people who do QA for different things for Nadeo that are not French, but since this is a very heavy role that works with the production team, the product team in Trackmania, and also like heavily with the department, all the departments in Nadeo, like I feel like
would prefer someone that is capable of speaking French. Yeah.
That's my only thing for like SRK. I'm not saying that they wouldn't hire him, because like I said, economically it would be much more beneficial for Nadeo, but as for like a cultural aspect, it's going to be difficult. So
we will find out.
We will see. We will see.
At least they did take him already for the World Cup. That's something. Not bad. Bad sign.
I do feel like that was an initiative from Softy more than anything else, though.
Potentially. It's like that's the kind of annoying part, because maybe not. We have no idea.
Yep, true.
And we will never find out, probably. Unless Softy maybe tells us at XP Evo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Ooh. I'll get insider. That's what I said. I won't share with anyone.
No, but I said maybe we can have him as things.
I see you arrive at Thursday already. Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody does.
Yeah. I mean, probably he arrives at Thursday, but he may want to do something else in the evening. We will see.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
A world where import doesn't leak anything, Veg. I mean, sorry. Some things have to be kept under wraps, you know? So,
are you like a Lake Wolo? You know him? Mm-hmm. LEC Wolo? Wolo? It's a guy on Twitter that always says, tells who's gonna move to which team, and it's always Wolf? With the. No, it's Wolo.
There's multiple people, because there's what's his face, Jacob Wolf, who always leaks stuff. There's other people. There's a bunch of people.
I grow it in the chat.
Wulu, yeah.
It's like the Pokemon.
I'm majorly confused. I'm confused.
Maybe. The thing is that there is one guy in the LEC on League of Legends. That he always says, that guy. He always have the news about who is moving to which team and leaking info and leaking the transfers and everything. He's like the king of the leaks, basically.
When I think of leaks, I think of the LCS version, which is Jacob Wolf, because he would always do the leaks and everything for League Championship Series for NA. But
yeah, no, we don't watch NA. That's kind of this.
Rude.
I don't watch League of Legends at all. Wow. Except maybe Worlds.
Worlds is doomed for League of Legends.
I do sometimes watch Worlds. I don't even know why. I have no idea what's going on. I just listen to my friends.
Hey, Worlds is a hype event, so...
Yeah,
Worlds is. It is. Like, the production quality and the hype about this is pretty cool. I mean, even without any knowledge about League of Legends, or basic knowledge... It's still interesting enough to watch.
Also, the whole point of League of Legends...
would be cooler if you understand more.
The whole point of League of Legends is to make fun of the team that's making stupid mistakes anyway, so...
Yeah.
Kinda.
That's what me and my... airport.
Me and my German friend, he's not related to the track media community at all. Me and him will sit in Discord together and we'll just make up names for every player so that when they make a mistake, we give them... we say that nickname out loud. So if it's like Wonder, it's Blunder. If it's like Caps, it's Craps.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
that sounds like fun though. You could make a drinking game out of it as well, but I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh yeah, you'd be drunk by after like 5 minutes. Never play a drinking game when it comes to League of Legends matches.
I've heard about worse things. Just saying. There are worse things than that.
True, true. But you know what's not a worse thing is the fact, well, maybe it is a worse thing because I have so much anxiety about it. But XP Evo, guys, it is so freaking close. We are so close to XP Evo right now. It is, for me, 2 days away. I'll be in Cologne on Tuesday. But I'm driving up and I'm driving back home on Tuesday because I don't have a hotel for Tuesday because Digital Expo is happening in Cologne. So all the hotels for that evening are like $400. So I'm not going to spend
that.
I'll just suck it up and drive an hour and 45 minutes back and forth.
I mean, that's decent though. 1 hour and 45 minutes. I take that.
That's me going.
I used to drive that to go to school.
That's me going 160 kilometers an hour on the Autobahn though.
Yeah, well, that's decent. I mean, you're by no means the fastest with that. Not even close.
So, yeah. So we'll do the we'll do the Cologne dings on Tuesday, and then Wednesday is when I'm fully at Cologne. And yeah, it'll be Wednesday and nonstop work from there. We'll be doing rehearsals and prep for the production. I feel like. Is so much work prep that we have to do for the production because we're trying to go I don't want to say we're biting off more than we can chew because I think we're going to be able to do all that we want to do, but we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves to have a really solid production here, so it's going to be
better than Ascension,
honestly. Okay. Like, outside of the fact that they're an arena and everything, their production was very... I don't want to sound offensive, but their production was something more to be desired.
Even what?
I was watching it, and I got the same vibes as any CSGO dinkies. Like, even with the... the names of, on the bottom, like they had like a stuff. I forgot the name of that. Like
I mean, they did the cool. They had the cool stuff like the interviews and like the player cards and everything. That's stuff that I don't think that's stuff that's cool that I don't think we have.
It was identical to any ESL production. Like I got exactly the same vibes.
The thing that I criticize more than anything else is when it was in game. There were a lot of camera mistakes. Like a lot of in-game camera mistakes.
The cameraman wasn't
doing
the
best. That's where I mean
the
production, but I think it was one of the casters that was controlling it, and he was just doing a terrible time with the controlling of the camera.
Yeah, if you're not used to Trickmania, that's harsh though. But yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, the
cam changing. What would have been really nice?
And the tabbing was. There was no point. I don't understand why he was tabbing, except for the fact that maybe he didn't see the overlay that was on stream, because everybody saw the overlay that was on stream. Mm-hmm. So it was just. Yeah,
I think for stuff like this, you should have like a cameraman that knows how to the spectator scene on Trackmania. You cannot have like anyone doing it because then you lose way too many moments.
I think there's a lot of pressure for like our guys though, because it'll be our casters also doing the cam stuff. Usually what happens is like one guy just takes control of the camera. So for example, it'll be like G Geek probably whenever G Geek's on there, or if it's like Turbo, it'll be Turbo.
Yeah, but it's different when you have people that know how to play the game or they have that I have experience with in Trackmania, you know, when you put someone that has no idea, no, of course it's gonna be like a shit ton of mistakes. So
yeah, and the only four players instead of eight, so much more, so easy, so much easier.
I will say also for the like in between break segments, I'd say there really wasn't much going on in between the breaks. You just heard the two. If you were watching the French cast, because that's what I was doing, I couldn't watch the other cast. I couldn't watch Triluxer Virtual's cast because like the audio issue. Trilux is fine, but like Trilux is talking about like just specifically like big related stuff, and that wasn't why I wasn't wanting to watch it. And then Virtual was having a lot of sound issues. That was just like it was a little bit too much. So I just ended up watching the French, the Zerator stream. And like they were talking a lot in between, but it was just like during the breaks and everything, during the downtime, there was like not really much happening. I mean, to be fair, it's maybe it's because I didn't understand what they were saying, but it didn't feel like the audience was really reacting to what they were saying either during the downtime. So like, I feel like if you're in downtime, that's where you kind of like entertain the audience and try to like make them laugh or like have something fun or like, I don't know. To do, yeah. But yeah, overall, I mean, they still had a really good production for the most part. I just think there were some things that were mainly like during match and like during like the small pauses in the match is where like they kind of
were lacking.
They have the esports production, but not the Trackmania production. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the tapping didn't even annoy me because I just didn't really notice.
I didn't notice the tapping too much, but I noticed when they, because like the guy, he pressed like escaped and hit a save replay button.
Oh yeah, I did notice that. Yeah, we made fun of that, but it like, didn't, we found it funny.
Yeah, it was like he hit save replay by accident or whatever. And then like the cam changes were probably the most. Also, the fact that they had so many like, triggers that didn't that like cinematic triggers that they were trying to use in the cameras.
Discord. I was listening. Hello. I mean, I was hearing Chris. No, import okay. Like.
Sorry, my Discord just completely froze and restarted.
Nice. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Repeat what you just said.
I don't know where we were at, but anyways, long story short is that the camera changes were like just really the cinematic camera changes. What they had were I saw what they were trying to do, but they weren't like executing the way that it was intended. Also, if you notice, they had like that little like mini map thing that they were following. That was probably the most useless visual thing they had on their entire stream.
Yeah, but it's cool that it's there. I don't think it really is in the way, but yeah, it doesn't really add anything to be
honest. It didn't make any sense because like it's not like you could physically track what the if it was like a full overview of the entire route and then you could see each player on the route rather than the zoomed in version. That's a different story.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Like
Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly. But like for what they had with the zoomed in version where you just saw the car and like you couldn't see what next element was coming up, it was kind of like meh. But yeah.
The funniest part about that minimap was, I don't know why, but for some reason, if the car was tilted, the arrow itself also tilted with the car. So every time they've crashed into the finish and just turtled around, you could see all those eight arrows just turtling and moving and twisting. It was so weird.
I mean, if you paid attention to the minimap, if the car was actually on the track, not on the edge, it would like the car arrow would go underneath the track. It would like dip behind the track line.
I did not see that.
Yeah, so it just like I saw what they were trying to do and I thought it was cool, but it would have been better if it was just like the entire map layout rather than just like the zoomed in version. So it was just kind of useless there. Like
a little bit, yeah.
The reason why I criticize it is because they had so much time to like improve on that, let alone the money to improve on that, that I feel like they could have just spent a little bit more time on those like little tiny details. To like make that a little bit better, but hey, it's not
what
my
I
events.
Really missed in some rounds would be like a small recap where sometimes
right.
Obviously
like a
with
crash or
players,
something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, especially at the finishes, like, sometimes you had, for example, this one round where Granati just sniped Massa, and I don't know who the other player was, and you just didn't see Granati until the very end, so it would have been nice to see, like, Granati's approach for the end, like, what he even did to snipe the others.
Well,
or, like,
well,
other situations. It just would be nice to have the point of view of a different player afterwards,
that is,
like a
that,
small recap.
That is something that we have planned for our stream, at least, that, like, we'll be able to show recaps. I don't think it'll be mid-round. I think it'll be after, like, the match is over. We'll show highlights of stuff, but...
I mean, that's also nice, yeah, but even... I mean, during the match, usually between the rounds, you don't have a lot of time, so that's always a little bit difficult to do that.
Unless it's,
but
like,
it
a map
cool.
transition, but even with a map transition, we'll have map preview videos, so it's kind of... hard to kind of get those in, but we should have some like type of replays available. That's the plan, at least.
Yep. Sounds
so
cool.
But and then for the analyst desk, how about the analyst desk though?
I don't.
What about it? You mean
what do you mean?
No, our analyst desk for XP Evo. How are you guys feeling about that?
I mean, you're probably the only one that really knows anything about it.
I mean, outside of what I've told you is what, so like, I mean, it's going to be up to us as a group to kind of like get it all together. So, oh no, my analyst desk is, they're like, what? Huh?
But we do have a desk, right? And not just a...
Sorry,
no,
it's a couch.
Think we have only the couch.
Yeah, it was a couch, right? That's...
Yeah, it's the analyst couch, excuse me.
Sorry
for not having
every,
my
I
semantics
mean,
correctly. Gee,
I've been watching the ESL group in Malta, I think. And they also have like a coach, analyst coach or something.
Hmm.
I think we can look out into that.
Have you guys been looking at the maps? Have you been studying the maps?
Yeah,
at all?
I played the maps myself.
Playing is different than studying. Really mad.
Yeah, I have Gecko with me, and I told him I need your insights on what's going on the maps, so he can tell me stuff, and I can sound like really smart and educated in Trackmania.
Yeah, well,
it'll
be okay because like our analysis is gonna be like, wow, what a great match.
Yes,
X player did
I
X
agree.
Well.
I mean, it would be nice if you would have at least a little bit more to say than that, but I gotta
well,
say that...
Shorty, that is kind of your responsibility as somebody who's like the more competitive player. You're supposed to be the one with a little bit more in-depth analysis. As the host, my role is to basically ask leading questions for you to talk.
Okay, but no, one thing that I do really need is the list of the players. Who's gonna be playing on the
It's place? Literally already in the Discord.
It's already out
in
the Discord.
Where?
In event info.
In one of the 500 channels. It surely is somewhere. You're gonna
it's
find
also
it.
In the XP Evo Discord.
We have
Mitis
production,
by
info, internal links, and I was like...
there's also the XP Evo Discord, which is also available for
those
who haven't joined
it
yet. That also has the event info at the very top. There you go.
Oh, thank
Ryan.
You.
You're
oh,
welcome.
Yeah, that's what I needed. Just Google document.
Yeah. Our show is going to be
a
disaster.
This is too bright. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But that's, and then, yeah. People have been asking me a lot of questions, but like a lot of like, hey, can I still get a ticket? The answer is yes. You just have to get a tourney ticket now.
Yeah.
It's like, but I don't want to play. That's perfectly fine. You still have to get a tourney ticket because that's all that's left. If you don't want to play, I'm not going to force you to play. But like, if you want a ticket.
Yeah, Lars was also contemplating if he even participates or not.
Oh, really?
What's also like. Also, I've had like some like players be like, hey, I don't know if I want to play. It's like, bro, I need you guys. For some of these people, I've given them like tickets so that it's a player ticket, so they need to play. And they're like, well, I don't know if I want to play. I'm like, just play, have fun. Don't let it be an ego thing. Just play the game. And like, if you're no train, you're no train. It's not a big deal. There's 12 spots for winners. Like, you could win, you could easily win something, especially if you're a better player. So just play the daggone game.
Like, it's just okay. For fun.
It's for I fun. Mean,
it's just so fun, but you, if you do it well, you'd earn money. If you don't, well, GG, but you're not going to be crying because you didn't end up in the top 10. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know why people are so afraid of losing. It's like, bro, it's fine.
Because it hurts the ego. I mean, yeah. Even when I was discovering the maps, I was like, oh my God, I'm the last one. And I was so, like, disappointed with my performance. But then I was like, bro, I never played this game at all, like, recently, so what am I expecting? Of course I'm gonna end last.
At the end of the day, I really don't like, I don't know what I was gonna say, but yeah, what I was gonna say was, like, if I was in that position, like, I definitely would just want to play regardless. Like,
I mean, the thing is that this is for a community.
It's a game. It's a game. It's a community event. Like, just play the game and, like, enjoy it. Like,
I think I can understand it a little bit, though. Like, you got, I think the way they view it is, and I can relate to that a lot, you play the game competitively. You're a competitive person. So if you do compete, then you want to compete. And I played a couple of tournaments where I really should have been full trained or should have trained more, and it's not really enjoyable to play when you're not fully trained, because all the only thing you can actually think about while playing is like, yeah man, I would be so much better if I would have trained. It's not fun. Yes. It's not the same. You can't just say, I would go into it no train and just enjoy it. I mean, if you go with like full no train, maybe that's possible, but if you're just like semi trained, it's just kind of a bittersweet experience. So I can understand why some players don't want it or don't prefer doing that.
Yeah, but then at the same time, just play, and then if you're bad, just throw early and be like, uh-oh, and then like, yeah, but at least you played.
Yeah, but the thing is that
no matter
like that.
no matter what, you always gonna say, oh, Shaisa, if I would have trained more, I would have win. Like, yeah, bro, you can do that for 10 years, and even 20,
And that's why they just prefer to just not play, because they're not going to go out not trained and be frustrated about it because they didn't train more.
Again, at the end of the day, that's an ego thing, isn't it, though?
Yeah, that is more
about... I'm not denying that. Yes, it's an ego thing. Of course it's an ego thing.
Check the ego at the door at this event. We don't need your egos at the events.
We don't need ego. We only need evil.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yo.
Yeah, yo.
Actually, the key, like the Evo key thingy I have, I lost it today. I forgot it in the table
it's
tennis.
It's okay. Me and XOB have a bunch of
these. I got it back.
And also Phenom has these that we're...
Yeah, but my house key is attached to it, so I need it back anyway.
Also, for all the staff and everything, and the... for all the staff, I have XP Evo branded goodie bags for all the staff.
So, I get goodies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's going
to have one?
It's going to have American chippy chippies and candy. You're welcome.
Oh, really?
I'm giving diabetes to all the staff.
No.
Can't give me something I already have.
Oh, okay, I'm lying. Okay.
Please, no.
My dad actually has diabetes. One. I have different things.
Sag. Wait, way to flip the script on us. Let's go.
You know how sad you are as a German? If you play like 7 table tennis games, you're exhausted as fuck and you can't enjoy a cold beer afterwards. How fucking sad is that? That just...
It would be relatable if I played table tennis and I was German.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
it doesn't
neither...
have to be table tennis. It can also be football or soccer or whatever.
So
kind of counterproductive, though. You should play versus Shorty today. I just now saw the chat. Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
XLRB's at the house, so I didn't plan to do the new school versus old school thing today. I was gonna save that for next week.
Yeah, I don't think we have to do that today. I'm way too tired.
I'm a little tired.
I cannot think.
It's gonna be a shorter stream.
And Lime can't think.
Because I'm tired and I'm trying to mentally prepare for the hosting dings and all the stuff. Because I still have to develop a script for every section that I have. Because like,
can you believe that I actually thought about topics and stuff? Or maybe we can do it on the next Thursday.
Yeah.
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 And let the public decide.
I know you said that you wanted to do like, the tourism things.
The what?
The tourism things in Cologne. You said you were gonna do stuff with Gecko and go around on Thursday.
Yeah, we're gonna go sightseeing if we are not too tired.
One second.
What happened then? If anyone wants to join us on the sightseeing, I guess you guys can come.
The camera's right here.
Oh, hello!
Hello.
There we go. They can't really hear you, though. That's okay. Guys, yeah, it's the XLRB guy.
Wah! So we're gonna do sightseeing all together, and then we go to the venue?
I have no plan. I just want to arrive somehow. That's my only plan. That's the only thing in my mind.
When did you arrive, Shorty?
American duo in Germany. It's about to be an American trio.
Sometime on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about just starting travel on Wednesday already. So I do it like on 2 days. To split it even. I don't know. I will see.
Oh, okay.
CD is coming also tomorrow. He's not going to be staying at my house, but CD is going to be coming by also to Frankfurt tomorrow. So it's going to be an American trio tomorrow.
Wow.
We're going to go do some German things. I'm going to be their tour guide.
German things, drink beer.
And XLRB is jet lagged and tired.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that.
Do you actually have jet lag? Because when I was
well, take your screenshots while you can, ladies and gentlemen.
When I was traveling from Chile to Europe, I literally had no jet lag, absolutely nothing.
Well, then you're a freak of nature, because like us normal people, we definitely get jet lagged.
Yeah, but it depends where you live, because Chile is in the same, almost on the same time zone as New York and Dingies, like on that coast. I don't know which coast that is.
Okay, that makes sense. But like, he's in your Eastern time, right? So 6 hours. I mean,
yeah, 6 hours.
Yeah, but like his flight was overnight for him. So
yes,
and sleeping on a plane is impossible.
Yeah, I know that is
usually
true.
Usually, it's not easy.
Oh, and he was in economy too. That's even
worse. Same. Do you think that I have money to travel in business? Hell no, I travel economy.
I wish I could travel.
Wish I could.
Business, bro. Imagine just sleeping on a bed. Ugh.
Just private jet. Directly.
I mean, I can't sleep in any plane because I'm so tiny, so it doesn't matter.
Imagine sleeping on a Ryanair flight.
Oh my god!
With those cardboard seats.
I haven't been to a Ryanair airplane yet, so
nice. I just saw the pictures that Snippin posted in our team chat in our Discord. good one, Snippin.
I mean, some people are able to sleep in a plane.
No, you can sleep on the plane. I mean, basically. The thing is that you sleep, but you don't rest. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I never choose a window. I always choose a hallway because, yeah, I like walking on the plane and just going back and forth from my seat to the bathroom.
I feel like to have proper sleep, you have to have like a consistent noise level. Like, even if you have like a big air condition, like as long as it's only the air condition and no other sounds. But in an airplane, you got people, you got like the change of air pressure when it's going like up and down through the air and everything, or like if there's any turbulence, like it's almost impossible.
The turbulence relaxes me.
Even with noise canceling headphones, you can still feel it in the changes in your body.
Yeah, and some people still are able to sleep.
Yeah, well, those people, yeah, me. They probably have health issues.
I know.
At least they won't have it.
We're heavily drugged.
Yeah, well, sleeping pills, apparently. Someone wrote in chat as well. I mean, that's smart.
Yeah, if sleeping pills work, I mean, I haven't tried it myself. Sleeping because pills I just sleep.
Work for some people, but you also have to understand that, like, sleeping pills, for at least for, like, me and quite a few other people, it's one of those things where, like, yes, it makes you sleep, but your body itself doesn't feel rested. It's a weird effect.
Okay, but
where,
how
like,
long is the trip from wherever XL is?
7.5 hours, right?
It's only 7.5 hours.
He said 8, actually, but yeah.
8! Oh my god, that is fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I would love to have a trip from here, Germany, to Chile in 8 hours. I have to travel 21 hours.
21?
Okay, that's insane.
Jeez. Wait, well, it makes sense because you're actually on the other side of the planet, so...
Yes, I had to go from Germany to Spain, and that's already 3 hours trip, and then a layover about 9 hours, and then a night flight from Spain to Chile, that is 13 hours.
Really? So it goes from Spain to Chile. I figured you would, like, have a layover in the U.S. or something.
No. That is even longer if you go to the U.S. It's... Go from Germany to Spain, and then Spain is straight to Chile, all the way down.
Do you live near Santiago? Or
yes, I live 45 minutes away from Santiago. So
okay, so yeah, but still, then oof, I couldn't do that.
That sounds horrible. Yeah, sounds. I remember when I was trapped
in a prison.
Yeah, definitely feels like that.
After the trip, I mean, I literally, the thing is that I did it once and then I came back to Chile after a month, and then I didn't want to travel anymore because I was like, no fucking way I'm gonna get on a plane again. And then I did it again.
Like you literally spent 2 physical days almost, 21 hours each. That's 42 hours. So like spent 2 physical days traveling, like
traveling.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. And
you
know what is
get
the worst
nothing
thing?
Done.
Yep. Is then when I get to Chile, I'm tired at 6 p.m. and then I wake up at 6 a.m. Like,
I mean, if you have the internet, maybe you could get some things done. If there's like things you could do online that you could get done, but outside of that, like, oof, imagine.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
I can handle like 12 hours is my max, and that's what I'll probably end up doing because I'm gonna go back to the U.S. for like my birthday in January. And like, if I'm correct on what we're doing, I think we're flying straight from Frankfurt to Phoenix, which is like a 14-hour flight. That's literally my maximum. I can't do anymore, and I'm gonna go insane just for that length of time. So
the worst thing is when you go on the plane and you turn on the screen and you check where you are in the map, and then it says like 5 hours to go. Every time that I check the screen and it says like in between like 8 to 6 hours or 5 hours, I just like, can this shit go faster?
I can handle 6 hours. 6 hours is fine. Like if it's a 6 hours or less, I'm like, okay, easy. But anything over 6, my brain just wants to go haywire. So
for me, it's kind of weird. I mean, now obviously things are very different than before, but usually like the length itself doesn't really matter that much because you're always prepared for it somewhat. So if it's like, I mean, obviously 1 or 2 hours is nothing, but if it's like 4 hours or 8 hours, I don't really feel a big difference because if it's 8 hours, I'm kind of, I'm already prepared for 8 hours, right? And I just naturally, my brain is gonna start having issues at around the same time anyway, no matter how long it is.
Yeah, Snippet's right. He's like, man, we're used to sit at our PCs for 15 hours straight, but that's different.
Yeah, but you are doing something and you can stand up whenever you want. You can go to the kitchen.
Can stand up whenever you want. Meanwhile,
I can grab a soda whenever I want to, or like say, you know, I forget this. I'm going to go do something with my life. Like, when you're on a plane, you can't say, forget
the plane.
This.
The plane dinghies is when you get the food. Oh, when I get the food, I know that we're really close.
No. So speaking of planes and everything, let's turn this back on another side of it. Let's think about how many people are traveling to XP Evo. If you didn't see my tweet or our tweet, sorry, excuse me, I wrote the tweet though. It's my tweet. If you saw our tweet, which I messed up at the very beginning, had to delete it and then repost it the next day. Because I didn't include Chile and like.
Yeah, I was like, where is Chile, man?
And you're living in Germany. Like,
actually, I couldn't even believe that you forgot that I'm traveling from Chile.
I knew you were from Chile. I knew exactly, but I didn't. I intentionally didn't include it because of you living in Germany. Like, if nobody from the US came, I wouldn't have included the US. I would just done European countries. So.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
USA. But Raiders coming in. What's up, Raiders? So yeah, we're just talking about XP Evo things. But yeah, no, seriously, look at all these countries that are being represented at XP Evo and all the different travel that people have to go to. Although the one from Chile is cheating because she's already in the country. So she's just got to take a jaunt down to Cologne. So
yeah,
but, she's just smart.
4 hours to Cologne.
Yeah, there's like 3 Americans coming. One of them's already here. 2 of them are technically already here. One's in the UK right now. He's going to be here tomorrow. This one's you, and then Legion 2K. Yeah, Legion 2K is also the other Americans. Oh, and then Lingo from Canada. And then, so that's like the North American side. Then you got Lime from Chile. And then you got everybody else all around. Shigaon, who's like in here right now in the stream and everything. He's from Israel. You got Nevermind from Evo. He's from Romania. Like, we got people. I didn't realize, but apparently we got people from Morocco, Italy, and Spain. Those were the ones I didn't originally include in the list.
Oh, we have someone from Spain. Who is that person?
I think it's Yimes.
I have no idea.
I think it's Yime.
Oh, that's gonna be cool.
Yeah. So, like, we have... and then Ireland, we got Ireland covered. That's Nualake, our caster. He's from Ireland. Then we got the UK. We got quite a few of the UK boys coming. Of course, we got all the people near us. Lithuania is Kem. Finland is Espyville, also part of the production.
Oh, yeah.
He's the main guy from Finland. We got Sweden. We got first from Evo, we got Gus, Silly Pants guy from Sweden. And then also we got Nina Dor, of course, as always. Then we got the whole Norway crew. Like,
and the Havik guy, you can forget
about
the Havik guy.
We have Havik. We're gonna go. We need
is
to
that
find
Havik
a karaoke.
In Germany?
No, Havik is from Sweden.
Havik is from Sweden.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. And he's coming too because we said that we're gonna go do karaoke. I'm really
mad.
About that.
Atomic and Snippin, we know your Norway crew really mad.
And Snicks. Don't forget about Snicks.
Butter.
And Snicks.
Butter crew.
Karaoke? Yeah, no karaoke, please no.
Yeah, karaoke. We're gonna go to a karaoke party. We need to find so.
I thought there were some people coming from Slovenia, but I don't have any confirmation of that, so I didn't include it. But I know there's people from Austria at least.
I think Marina is from Austria.
Yeah, Marina is. We also have well, Speedy's not coming. So
Rayvout, Burly Pog, Mikey, Tenst.
Mikey.
Oh no, Mikey's Denmark, but
he's Danish.
Dennis is Austria.
Yep. Bro, the whole family's gonna be there. Everybody and their mom, quite literally. So I'm excited to see everybody. I hope everybody like. I know I will be busy and I will look very busy, but please don't hesitate to say hello to me. Like, I want to be able to say hello to all the people that I've seen your names and everything, and I want to be able to like say hi to you guys and talk to you guys for what time I can.
Can we make this like I don't know if you know that video, but there's like this one video of that one teacher that always enters the room of hello, and like one of the students just made a video every single day, and just there's like just 10 times the same hello, hello, hello. Can we just do the same for input? Like everybody that wants him to say hello, just film him and he says hello.
No.
And we can just make all a the compilation time. Out
yeah,
of
it. just say hello to input.
Yeah, just say hi, and I'll be like hi. Exactly like that. You can ask Chris and anybody else who says my name in Discord. They're like, "Hey, import," and I'm like, "Hi."
So... Are we gonna have meet and greet?
Enthusiastic about it? Okay, my bad.
I mean, the whole event is a meet and greet.
So meet and greet with import. I'm not that important. Oof! Imagine
who said that?
Tomac did. Yeah. So it'll be exciting. It's going to be a stressful week. Hopefully I'll be able to enjoy tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be able to enjoy tomorrow. Because he's going to be struggling jet lag. I'm just going to be struggling with me, my brain, and my body.
Struggling?
What?
Yeah, Red Bull and I'll be
sorry.
Wait, what? What are you talking about, Shorty? Problem, bro.
Just juggling.
Oh, juggling?
Can you juggle?
Can I juggle? No.
Unlucky.
Can you juggle?
With three balls.
Whoa.
So, kinda.
Whoa. XLRB kiss support if you're going to XP. He's like... So. But... anybody have any questions for XP Evo, anything like that? Ask them now before we're done.
I could do my weekly map review rant if you want to.
Your weekly map review rant? Let's save that for Friday for Thursday next week. How about that one?
Who's taller?
Okay.
Who's tallest? I think it's taller me.
You can tell XLRB though that I built him an ice map, so he's gonna be happy about that. Probably.
Can they even see us?
That's a good question.
Nope, I don't think he heard it.
Back. What if we squat down?
I think they're literally this. I mean, maybe they should. Yeah, okay.
I think he's a little bit taller than me.
Actually, really hard to tell.
Or maybe we're the same size, who knows?
I was very close.
Only hyped, all questions done. I'd like that answer. Can I take bodyguard with me to prevent Marina from kicking me? No.
I'm gonna send Marina to the jail.
Aren't all Americans the same? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of are.
No. Everyone. Where's the
free love? Pew, 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 free love. And the eagle.
What about other news? There is no other news. There is no other new snipping guy.
You're asking a question. What food did you get on your flight? I had Chick-fil-A and what else? For breakfast, I finessed a first class meal from one of the flight attendants because they had a leftover like bowl of fruit and some yogurt. It was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Also,
I
got an emergency drop from XLRB. He brought me Chick-fil-A. I'm so happy. I'm gonna eat it after this podcast.
Man, I'm so hungry. I mean, at least now I'm actually hungry.
He brought me Chick-fil-A, boys and girls. My life. Yeah, for the airport, I bet. How much was it per sandwich?
$10.
What?
Yeah.
Oof.
$20?
Everybody needs an XLRB. Yeah,
$20 for two sandwiches.
That's awful.
Oh, okay. So the $7.50 is a normal price.
Actually, okay. I mean, I also listen to podcasts sometimes, right? I always listen to podcasts while I'm cooking food. So to everybody that is listening to this podcast right now, cooking food, enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're doing it correctly.
Good. Yeah, guys, we're 5 days away from XP Evo, 4 days away from the live Dropped Gears podcast, where we'll be doing testing stuff for XP Evo. So we'll be using the XP Evo overlays for our podcast and everything. And then, yeah, I'll try to find some content things. Maybe we'll interact with the audience if there's an audience. We'll just try to make it a fun
little
show.
Imagine three people.
Three people. Let's go. Hey.
Gecko.
I don't expect a lot of people to be Chris? There, but if there's people, that's cool too. I mean, all the staff will be there, and that's at least 30, so, like, you know.
Oh, we're gonna have 30 people watching. Nice.
It'll just be Atomic in the audience. I would like, it would be cool to ask the audience, like, questions, or have the audience ask us questions, or, like, whatever.
Yeah, I think that if we make it interactive, it's gonna be really nice.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll
it's gonna
some
be hilarious
moments. So, I'm definitely down for that. So, if you guys are in, Cologne on Thursday, stop by Experion at right before 8 o'clock, because we'll start at 8 o'clock, so and then we'll have a live show in the arena, and you don't need a ticket for that. That's all free.
You know what, we need some staff to make some signs, you know,
staff to make signs
like the paper
like
paper.
They did for Ascension. That was really cool, the
signs. Yeah, to make some signs,
like, so the huge S Massa sign, holy shit.
Oh, that, yeah, cool. That was huge.
Yeah, that would be cool. Have you seen the hotel prices? Well, I told everybody to get their hotels early because Digital X is ending that day. So, right? Yeah, Digital X starts on Wednesday and then ends Thursday. So,
no,
yeah.
It starts Tuesday and ends Wednesday.
Oh, either way. Yeah, Digital X is ending that day. So,
oh.
But we have our Airbnb from Wednesday, so easy.
I'll just sleep on the floor in the venue. Easy.
Yeah. Nice.
Good.
All right, team. Well, I think we can end it here. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
My body needs food.
Time.
Yeah. I'm tired. I went to the gym and did leg day, so I'm ready to go to bed, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
I feel you.
Mm,
my legs feel you as well.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Surely. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. Thank you, XLB, for hopping in at the very end. And we will see you guys on Thursday next week. There is no delay. Not allowed. We will all be there physically in person this time.
Unless the Deutsche Bahn says something else.
Unless the Deutsche Bahn says something else. But if literally the Deutsche Bahn delays you, line, then it's your fault. Let me tell you right now. Like, it is one step away from the Hauptbahnhof, so no excuses.
No, the thing is, from here, from Hamburg, maybe that shit is gonna be late.
I'd be surprised if it wouldn't be late.
All right, you guys have a good rest of your evening. We'll see you next week. We'll see you at XP Evo, and love yourselves and take care of yourselves, and we'll see you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Be watching it.